Pesachim Perek Beis Mishnah Beis 2:2. Chametz shel nachish aval lav Pesach. If there was chametz owned by a non-Jew over the Pesach holiday, so then after Pesach mutter b'hana, it's permitted for a Jew to get benefit from that chametz. On the flip side, v'shel Yisrael, if it were chametz that was owned by a Jew over Pesach, asur b'hana, it's forbidden to get benefit from it. Shne'emar, as the pasuk says, lo yira lecha sa'or. As the pasuk says, you will not see leaven or chametz in your home. Now, straightforward Mishnah, just a couple points that are to make things a little more sharp. The first is the essential point. Although the Mishnah says Shne'emar, as the pasuk says, lo yira lecha, that you will not see chametz in your midst, but understand that that verse forbids having chametz over Pesach. It does not make chametz forbidden after Pesach if it were owned by a Jew. That's the latter point is a rabbinic point. The point of our Mishnah here is the rabbi said that cheetah shouldn't prosper if you kept chametz around over Pesach. After Pesach, you still can't get benefit from it, and therefore you have no economic incentive for not getting rid of your chametz, so you will get rid of it for all that more. You won't let it sit around. The second point is a minor point, which is the first sense of the Mishnah says, chametz shel nachish aval lav Pesach, if you have a non-Jew who owned chametz over Pesach, mutter b'hana, it's permitted to get benefit from that chametz. Now, that might incorrectly be understood to imply that while getting benefit is permitted, actually eating that chametz is forbidden. And that would be an incorrect inference. The Mishnah chooses to say us mutter bahana, it's permitted to get benefit from it, as opposed to saying mutter bahila, it's you're allowed to eat it, which of course would then certainly imply you could also get benefit from it. And while that's true, the Mishnah didn't say that for one of two reasons. The bartender brings both of them. The first is, and we simply want parallelism, because the second sentence of the Mishnah says that chametz that was owned by a Jew over Pesach is asur bahana, is forbidden to get benefit from, so we just parallelly say, but if it was owned by a Gentile over Pesach, it's permitted to get benefit from it. The second reason that the bartender brings is based on Yerushalmi, which is that even though it's not forbidden as chametz sha'aval of a Pesach, chametz that it was kept around over Pesach per se, still there's a separate issue of eating bread that came from a non-Jew called pas paltar, kind of like a first cousin of what we refer to as chalav Yisrael, that Jews are to not eat non-Jewish bread, and although it's just a chumrah stricture, since there are shitas that one shouldn't eat pas paltar, therefore the Mishnah didn't go and endorse it explicitly here and say it's a mutter b'achila, to eat the bread of a non-Jew is permitted, didn't want to say that.